Okay, we're returning back to Pesukei Dezimra, and we had gotten to, we're in the middle of the pasuk. Az yiranenu atzei hayar milifnei Hashem kiva lishpot et haaretz. So last time when we said az yiranenu atzei hayar, we pointed out that one of the pshatim, the Gemara in Ksuva, says that all the barren trees, when the geula, final geula comes, they're going to give forth fruits. So that's one of the reasons why atzei hayar, the trees of the forest, are going to also praise and rejoice with the coming of the geula, because they're gonna fulfill their real purpose, that they're holding back their fruits. They're going to be able to give forth fruits. Kiva lishpot et haaretz. All of the world, that's what we're going through, how the heavens were going to rejoice, and the land was going to rejoice, and the grain were going to rejoice. The whole world is going to rejoice when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to judge the land. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the land, that's something that's good for the entire world, when things are put in their place, and those that are deserving a reward receive, and those that are deserving an onesh receive, and the whole world recognizes its creator and lives according to his will, and acknowledge where it came from, that brings goodness to the whole world. So they're rejoicing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to, like, return and show how he's show faith kol ha'aretz, how he's judging the whole land. Hodu la Hashem ki tov ki la olam chasto. So we have a few different pshatim. Hodu la Hashem ki tov. What's the pshat? Hodu la Hashem. Thank Hashem ki tov. So one pshat of Hodu la Hashem ki tov is Hodu la Hashem because it's tov to be modet to Hashem. Thank Hashem because it's a good. It feels nice, and it is good to be able to thank him. We're so lucky, and it's such a schus to be able to thank him. Hodu Hashem ki tov, that it's good to thank Hashem. That's what Rashi says in the Gemara and Megillah. Another pshat in Hodu Hashem ki tov is Hodu Hashem because only Hashem is tov. Ki tov, because he's the only real tov. Because any other thing that does tov for us, that gives to us, really only has that ability and has that desire to do good to us because Hashem put it in them and gave them the ability to do tov to us. And therefore, Hashem is really the source of all tov. Hodu Hashem ki tov, because he's really the only tov. He's the source of all tov. And because ki la'olam chasto, because Hashem's chesed is lasting. It's everlasting. First of all, he'll always be the source of our tov in this world and in the next world. And when the only way, let's say, somebody gives you a job, you could lose that job. Somebody could become handicapped and not be able to do the job, or the boss could fire you. When Hashem gives good, he gives it in a strong, everlasting way that nobody could topple it. Nobody could take it away. So another reason why Hodu Hashem ki tov is because ki la'olam chasto, because his chesed to us is forever. And another pshat in Hodu Hashem ki tov, the Gemara in Pesachim quotes this pasuk and says an idea that I think we've said before, which is not necessarily on this pasuk, is that one of the good things that Hashem will do for us is, let's say somebody needs an atonement or they need to be punished, so Hashem gives them something new that they otherwise wouldn't have had, a child that they weren't meant to have, money that they weren't meant to receive. The person gets connected to it, and then Hashem takes it away, and that way he experiences the pain, and it's an atonement, and he can come closer to Hashem, but it's not that he actually lost anything. So Hodu Hashem ki tov, because even when he punishes us, he does it in a tov way. He gives us something and then takes it away from us. So that's another thing the Gemara Pesachim says to have in mind with the words Hodu Hashem ki tov. Ki la olam chasto, it says in the Siddur Agra, another thing to have in mind with Kilo Olam Chasto is there is different midos of Hashem that he stops to work with at one point in the future. In other words, let's say, for example, the Mishpat of Hashem that we spoke about before, how Hashem judges the world and punishes those that deserve punishment. There's an end to that. There's a time that all punishment is finished being given out. Everybody's received their Gehenim. Gehenim closes up shop. There's no one else that needs to be cleansed in Gehenim, and the Mishpat of Hashem comes to an end, or Rachamim comes to an end. Rachamim, the need of Hashem to be patient, or the need of Hashem to be forgiving. There comes an end to the needing of that Midah at some point in the future. But the Chesed Hashem is forever. Ki la'olam chasad, the Chesed of Hashem giving without receiving anything in return and continuously giving to us, so he gives to people forever, for all of eternity. Ki la'olam chasto. One of the things that hopefully we'll talk about sometime in the future is that reward for mitzvos is not like you're being paid back for something that you did. You're being reimbursed for work that you did. Because reimbursement, there's an end to, right? Let's say you pay for an item, you get exactly that item finished. That's not what schar in the next world is for mitzvos. Schar in the next world is basically another connection to Hashem for eternity. Another doorway of receiving consistent and eternal bracha from Hashem. You do a mitzvah and now you're connected to Him in another way, eternally, and will forever receive benefit and pleasure over that mitzvah that you did. Way beyond what you put into it. Forever, eternally beyond what you put into it. So, punishment is limited. It's only to make up for what you did. Reward is unlimited and it's forever. Ki la'olam chasto. Hashem repays us in a chesed way that it's forever and ever and ever, and it's la'olam. Another idea in ki la'olam chasto is not that forever, not only that forever is his chesed, but his chesed is always there even now. Even though we don't always see it in this world, in this dark world right now in Olam Hazeh and in Galus, sometimes things look bad at face value or the way that we're experiencing it, but really ki la'olam chasto, Hashem's chesed is always, it's constant. It's even now when we don't always see it. So it will be in the future, as Chesed, and it's even right now, even though we don't see it. And we're declaring that right now, that even though I feel like I'm in a time of darkness, I still know that Ki La'olam Chasu, Hashem's Chesed, is always, and it's even now. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Pehe, Mizmor Pehe, where we say to Hashem, Har'enu Hashem Chastecha. Har'enu, Hashem, show us your chesed. Meaning, the chesed's there. The chesed's there, but could you make it more apparent? Could you show it to us? Could we be able to see it like we're going to see it at the time of the Geula? Now, we're getting towards the end of what David HaMelech said. Remember, this whole tefillah, David HaMelech is saying this when he's bringing the Aron Kodesh back from the Plishtim, when it returned from the Plishtim, and maybe, and we said there's a midrash that the paros that were carrying the egels that were bringing the aron, the paros that were bringing the aron were singing this mizmor too. So, by the way, that was part of the pshat kibah lishpot at the aretz, like we said in the beginning of Hodu, that when the aron was by the Plishtim, tragedy after tragedy befell them, plague after plague, till they realized that having the Aron in their midst was bad for them. That's why they sent it back. So that's why David is mentioning here, Kiva Lishbot at the Aretz. Hashem is coming to judge the land. And they experienced that, because when the Aron was amongst them, it judged them very harshly. Anyway, so we're finishing this praise of the Aron returning now. And David is now telling us prophetically to the final generation, those that live in the Gullus, us. He's telling us what we should say. Ve'imru, you should say, when you're there in the Galus, Hoshi'enu, Hashem, save us from this Galus. Eloki Yish'enu, our God who always has saved us throughout all of our history. Think of all the different Yeshuas that Hashem saved the Jewish people from. Everything that we went through, that we still exist till today, each individual and as a nation. So save us again, as you've saved us until now. Hoshi'enu, Eloki Yish'enu. Ve'kapitzenu, Vatzelenu, Menegoyim. Gather us together, that we shouldn't be spread out amongst the world. Save us from being controlled by the Goyim. Controlled by the Goyim is not just that they own us, like in places like Germany when they mistreated us and things like that. Save us from the Goyim, because even when the Goyim hug us, they're hugging us to death. They're kissing us to death. They're killing, they're damaging the heart of American Jewry and everywhere we live. So save us from the effects of the Goyim. Take us out of the Golus. Why? Why is it that we want the Geula? Why is it that we're calling out Hashem to save us? Lahodos l'shem kachecha. That's our real reason. That's our biggest hope. The greatest thing that we should be zochah to do is to thank Hashem in an even better way. As we're living amongst the Goyim, so we can't thank him properly because we don't see him clearly, because we're at times where it's hidden, because the Jewish people are spread out, but we're all gathered together in one spot. We could, when he's kapitzenu, then we're able to praise him in a much more powerful way. When he saves us from the Goyim, not only will we be witness to miracles greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim that we could thank him for, but we'll no longer be contaminated by the thoughts and the perspectives of the Goyim clouding our head and our perspective. We'll be able to see things from the true perspective of God's existence, and we'll be able to properly be Lahodos L'Shem Kachecha. Shem Kachecha is referring to Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is referring to the fact that Hashem runs the world also through Nisim, because when the Geula comes, there'll be outright Nisim. So we're going to be able to thank Shem Kachecha, the holy name of Hashem, because we've experienced Nisim Gluyim and we've seen them. And again, like we've said many times before, that even when we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem, all we're thinking is the Shem, the name of Hashem, like what he shows us of himself in this world. Even with the unbelievable miracles of the final Geula, all we'll be able to thank is Shem Kachecha, his holy name. Him himself, we can't even touch an understanding or fathom who he is, so we can only praise his name, how he shows himself in this world. L'shtabech b'tehillah secha, because we become better, we become more valuable, we become higher. We're mishtabech b'tehillah secha when we praise him. When we show the world and we show ourselves how praiseworthy Hashem is, that makes us more valuable, because recognizing who Hashem is and how much we owe to him makes us better people. L'shtabech, from the Lashon Lashbiach, to become better through praising Hashem. That's one pshat. Another thing in the Shtabeh P'tila Secha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes up in value in the eyes of the Goyim, in the eyes of the Jews, when we're able to praise him. So the Shtabeh is not going on us, it could be going on Hashem. Hashem, reveal yourself, bring the final Gula, gather us together, so that you'll be able to be Mishtabeh P'tila Secha in our ability to praise you properly in the final Gula. David HaMelech now tells us, Baruch Hashem, Eloki Yisrael. Baruch, or Victor Miller points out, from the Lashon Barach, knees, bowing down, that when you recognize the tremendous chasadim of Hashem that he does for us, so that humbles us, lowers us, makes us feel, submit ourselves more to Hashem, and when we realize that we can't repay him. So Baruch, submit yourself in front of Hashem. Eloki Yisrael. One of the things that the greatest goodness he does for us is that he considers us like he's our king. Like, really, he's the creator of the entire world, and there's nothing that he can't do. And to call himself our leader is like a tremendous schus for us. And we'll continue from here.